Good morning. Our guest for the animal health update is Dr. Megan Niederwörter, Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. She's bringing information about Japanese encephalitis virus and the issue it could cause. Megan, please let us know.
Yes, as we think about the increased rainfall this summer and potential risk of mosquito spread, we want to remind producers and veterinarians that there is a disease called Japanese encephalitis virus, or JEV, which is a zoonotic disease that's transmitted by Culex mosquitoes infected with the virus. The US is currently negative for this mosquito-borne virus, which has water birds as a natural reservoir host, but is capable of infecting pigs, humans, and horses. One of the reasons that JEV has been top of mind for the Swine Health Information Center is that there have been changes over recent years with regards to geographic distribution of JEV. Historically, JEV has been primarily maintained in Southeast Asia and the Pacific Island nations, but in 2022, there was an outbreak of JEV that spread across new geographic regions of Australia. When this virus gets into breeding herds, it can cause reproductive failure, delayed farrowing, stillbirths, mummified fetuses, abortions, and weak piglets. When this disease increased with regards to its geographic distribution, we wanted to look at from the US swine herd and the US swine industry, how does this change the risk of JEV introduction and infection into US? How do we prevent this incursion? How do we prepare? And of course, how do we increase awareness to producers and veterinarians about the reproductive impacts of this virus and how to protect their pig herds from mosquito access to their hogs? When we look at the risk of this virus and understand some of the research priorities, one of the most recent publications that came out in our recent newsletter was looking at Japanese encephalitis virus vectors. So this would be the type of mosquitoes that we have to look at as highest risk for introduction of JEV into our hog barns. This research was led by a team at Kansas State University, Dr. Natalia Trinicchiaro, in collaboration with the USDA Agricultural Research Service at IMBAF. And what they wanted to do was look at the key literature findings with regards to what type of mosquitoes are at risk for access to our hogs and potential transmission of JEV as a foreign animal disease. One of the findings that they had was that they looked across 51 different unique mosquito species. And one of the key findings was that 45% of these mosquito species were capable of being infected with JEV when they were exposed in experimental settings. This really highlights the significant potential for virus amplification in mosquito populations and really gives us that reason and rationale to reduce the mosquito access again with biosecurity and mosquito control strategies around our hog farms. Another key finding was looking at the transmission rate across 30 mosquito species. And what they found was that approximately 1 in 4 of infected mosquito species were capable of transmitting JEV to susceptible host. Again, giving us rationale for mosquito control measures and the importance of those surrounding our hog farms. The final finding that they highlighted in this recent report was looking at Culex mosquitoes. We found in this research was that the Culex mosquitoes had the highest rate of infection and the highest rate of transmission, again, showing us that these would be high priority targets for surveillance and control.